It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Some policy change may be coming.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For the first time in 12 years, Democrats have won control of the House. In the Senate, things are still too close to call in a couple races, but Democrats could still take the Senate as well. This shift in power will certainly affect economic policy in Washington. More now from Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
Democrats say Republican-engineered tax cuts have unfairly benefited the wealthy. Incoming Democratic leaders say they'll retarget tax breaks to help the middle class, and they promise incentives to ease the cost of health care and college tuition. Another priority is to shield moderate-income Americans from the growing reach of the alternative minimum tax. But that kind of relief will be expensive, and to pay for it, they'll look at rolling back credits for the oil and gas industries, close loopholes for royalty payments for oil extracted from public land, and possibly impose a windfall profits tax on oil companies. But congressional Democrats will still have to contend with the former oil man in the White House, who's likely to use his veto more freely in the next 2 years. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Election Day was a good one for Wall Street. The Dow gained 51 points, 0.4% to 12,156. The Nasdaq climbed to its highest mark in 5.5 years at one point. The Nasdaq finished 10 points higher at 2375. The S&P 500 was up 3 points to 1382. The main reason stocks were up is that investors seem to like the idea of a divided Congress. Chuck Gabriel's a senior political analyst at Prudential Equity. I asked him why.
Investors don't like change. They tend to be conservative. At this point in time, we have an improving economy. There are positive signs on inflation. The deficit seems to be improving a bit, so we don't really need Washington to do anything. So in that kind of environment, gridlock is pretty good.
Of course, Wall Street's tune could change if Democrats win control of the Senate, too. In Missouri, voters decided stem cell research should be protected. That includes the use of human embryos. The vote was very close. This debate will, of course, go on, especially since more money is pouring into stem cell research. Helen Palmer reports from our health desk at WGBH.
The federal government continues to restrict funding for embryonic stem cell research, but there's a growing pot of money coming from other sources. China's investing nearly $250 million, the UK over $190 million. And some half dozen US states are putting cash into stem cell research. Maryland, Illinois, and New Jersey have each committed $15 million. The big spender's California. It's investing $300 million a year for the next 10 years. But so far, the biotech industry's investment is modest, says William Caldwell, the CEO of Advanced Cell Technologies.
It's less than $100 million. Because of the restrictions, the venture capitalists have not moved in.
Caldwell thinks venture capitalists will continue to avoid the whole area unless the political restrictions on stem cells are eased. Meantime, the only people yet to actually make money are the owners of the stem cell patents. They charge up to $400,000 for a license. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
And this is Marketplace. Ski season is upon us. With all the talk about a warmer climate, many resorts are serving up some politics with their lift tickets this year. Sam Eaton reports from our sustainability desk.
Hitting the slopes has suddenly gotten a lot greener. Auden Schindler heads Aspen Skiing Company's environmental affairs program. He says the industry has undergone a sea change when it comes to recognizing global warming as a threat to its future viability.
In 97, at an industry meeting, we got laughed out of the room when we brought up climate change. Now, almost 50 resorts have bought some level of wind energy credits.
nearly 20 of which, including Aspen, are now buying 100% green energy. Schindler says most ski areas could be snow-free by 2050 if nothing is done to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions. The company has begun lobbying Congress to enact climate change legislation. It's also launched a national ad campaign urging people to take action on the issue. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Urban Fellows, preparing people of all ethnic and racial backgrounds for leadership for more than 36 years at NUF.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. So, Democrats are back in power in the House, and if a couple more races go their way, they'll have control of the Senate as well. Commentator Robert Reich has some advice for the party. Focus on the future, not the past.
The 2008 presidential campaign begins today. Whatever the Democrats do with their newfound power over the next 2 years will be with that big 2008 prize in mind. Now, some Democrats want to expose the malfeasance and nonfeasance of the Bush administration, find out who really knew what and when with regard to weapons of mass destruction, Abu Ghraib, Katrina, payoffs to Abramoff, and all the other rot. That's understandable, but it would be far better if Democrats used their newfound power to lay out a new agenda for America. There's no point digging up more dirt. Bush isn't running again. John McCain, the Republicans' most likely choice to replace him, has distanced himself so far from the administration that no amount of dirt will soil him. Besides, the public and the media are already suffering from outrage fatigue, and the Democrats wouldn't be credible anyway. It will be easy for Republicans to dismiss their efforts as more of the same old partisan bickering. The fact is, the public is sick of mudslinging. Instead of dwelling on what's gone wrong, Democrats should focus on what to do right. For example, cut the alternative minimum tax so it doesn't slam the middle class and roll back the Bush tax cuts for the rich. Open Medicare to every American who needs affordable health insurance and use Medicare's resulting huge bargaining clout to reduce drug prices. Bar companies from deducting from their corporate income taxes any executive pay in excess of $1 million a year. Raise the minimum wage and index it to inflation. Reform Social Security by eliminating the ceiling on payments so people earning over $100,000 a year pay the same percent of their income as everyone else. Raise fuel economy standards. Eliminate subsidies to the oil companies and use the money instead for basic research and development in non-carbon-based energy. Renegotiate the Kyoto protocols on greenhouse gas emissions, and while we're at it, reaffirm the Geneva Conventions. I could go on, but you get the point. Democrats should use their newfound clout to offer ideas for tackling America's hard problems. Even if these bills get vetoed by the president, at least they set out an agenda for where the nation ought to be heading. That's what the election of 2008, which starts today, ought to be about.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich now teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Your thoughts are always welcome. Log on to our website, marketplace.org, and send us an email. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Iran keeps a pretty tight...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.